From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a major storm is creating havoc in portions of the state of Texas. The mayor of Houston, Texas, is calling on residents to do their part to ensure minimal loss of life in southeastern Texas as Tropical Storm Harvey causes unprecedented flooding. Sylvester Turner told a press conference today that over 2,000 calls asking for help had been received as of today. He also detailed a number of additional resources, including opening up community centers to be used as shelters and adding 40 more boats to rescue operations. Turner also echoed police warnings to residents to go to their roofs and not their attics should their homes begin flooding. We get more now from VOA's Celia Mendoza in Houston.
Houston is bracing for catastrophic flooding. That's the term used by the National Weather Center, which also confirmed at least 1,000 water rescues in the city of Houston. At least 10 members of a family were rescued from the attic of their home. Police initially, as well as all the emergency crews, were using buses to try to mobilize people to shelters. However, that has changed due to the conditions. They are using military equipment, military transportation to be able to bring people to safety. Authorities are asking people to not leave their homes if they don't have to, even if they see that it's not high waters where they are, because around the city, the authorities have actually identified locations where it's impossible for cars to actually go through.
VOA's Celia Mendoza in Houston. The National Weather Service now says some parts of the city and suburbs may receive a record 50 inches of rain.